Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 16, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, DCD heart transplantation using simplified direct procurement, expanding access. This study successfully performed 5 heart transplantations using a simplified direct procurement technique from donation after circulatory death donors. All 5 recipients demonstrated normal cardiac graft function after the procedure. No evidence of rejection was observed during their short-term follow-up period. The approach, which employed cold blood perfusion and preservation solution, proved to be both feasible and logistically efficient. Article number 2, defining the relationships among 4 tests for assessing antibody-mediated rejection in heart transplants in a prospective observational study. The Trifecta Heart Study compared 4 tests used to assess antibody-mediated rejection in heart transplant patients: standard endomyocardial biopsy histology, endomyocardial biopsy molecular analysis using the molecular microscope diagnostic system, donor-derived cell-free DNA, and donor-specific antibody measurements. Specific numerical results defining the relationships among these tests were not provided in the abstract. The abstract focused on the comparison of these assessment methods. Article number 3. Low rates of inotropic support and durable left ventricular assist device placement among status 2 heart transplant candidates with temporary mechanical circulatory support. Following the 2018 heart allocation policy change, status 2 listings for heart transplant candidates with temporary mechanical circulatory support were observed to increase, while listings for durable left ventricular assist devices decreased. The study identified adult heart transplant candidates from the Scientific Registry of Transplant Recipients. Specific numerical data detailing the low rates of inotropic support and durable left ventricular assist device placement were not included in this abstract. Article number 4. Advanced hemodynamics for right ventricular failure, evaluating the use of the myocardial performance score. This study performed 800 pressure volume loop in silico simulations to evaluate right ventricular myocardial performance. The right ventricular myocardial performance score was precisely calculated using the formula 3 multiplied by pulmonary artery pulsatility index multiplied by right ventricular cardiac power output divided by 2. A validation cohort comprising 223 patients was included for further assessment. Specific findings regarding the utility of the right ventricular myocardial performance score as a marker for right ventricular function and prognosis were not detailed in this abstract. Article number 5. Ex vivo heart perfusion attenuates early post-transplant risk after a prolonged agonal period in DCD heart transplantation. This study investigated the impact of ex vivo heart perfusion on outcomes in donation after circulatory death heart transplantation following a prolonged agonal period. Adult isolated heart transplants reported to the United Network for Organ Sharing Thoracic Registry between January 2019 and April 2025 were reviewed. Ex vivo heart perfusion was defined as the primary exposure for analysis. Concrete findings and specific numerical results demonstrating the attenuation of early post-transplant risk were not provided in the abstract. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.